And speaking of the royal wedding, let's get some of the latest buzz from the other side of the pond. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman live from Windsor, England. Hi, Steve. What's up today? What are you hearing?
The main news, Alan, that broke today was pretty much what we expected. Meghan Markle announcing that her father, Thomas, will not be attending the wedding. He will not be walking her down the aisle. We pretty much thought this was the case, but we had not gotten any official word until today. A statement released from Meghan Markle by Kensington Palace announced that he will not attend. She said she loves her father very much. She had hoped that he would walk her down the aisle. It was not to be. She talked about his health condition, hoping that people will give him space. We've not heard officially what his medical procedure was yesterday. We're all led to believe it was a heart procedure, most likely a stent or maybe up to three stents placed in some arteries to take care of some blockage issues.
Of course, the British tabloids in particular have had a field day with all the fissures within the Markle family.
Well, yeah, I mean, she comes from a family like many families we know or even are part of, a family that has had a divorce that maybe did not go over that well with some grudges on different sides. Apparently, she has not invited her half-brother, her half-sister, two children from her father's previous, from another marriage of his, to the wedding. They are not pleased by that. But again, this is not something that doesn't happen in families. We usually don't see it happen in a royal wedding situation.
I mean, have you heard any Brits say, well, that's what happens when you bring in the Americans? Not that Britain has not had its own scandals.
Yeah, no, they've not really complained about that. I think a lot of them feel bad for Meghan Markle. Of course, you know, the last time a high-profile American entered the royal family with this much fanfare at this high level, Mrs. Wallis Simpson did not work out too well for the British monarchy. No. Obviously, there's a great deal of hope and faith that Meghan Markle will do a lot better. She probably will. It's a very low threshold that she has to top Mrs. Simpson.
What about whatever you've heard about the logistics for tomorrow or for Saturday?
Well, they had a rehearsal today. It's not obviously in London. It's in a small town of Windsor. They will have a procession, a military procession, with a horse-drawn carriage through some of the streets in Windsor, and they rehearsed that today inside Windsor Castle. We were not privy to it, but apparently a rehearsal of sorts took place there. Harry and Meghan Markle did show up at the Windsor Castle today. The Queen is also there. We know that because the flag that represents the fact that she's in residence is flying there. So we expect her to possibly remain at Windsor Castle for the duration until the wedding takes place.
And one other quickie here. I noticed you were, in fact, ending your reports, Windsor rather than London. Where is Windsor with regard to the British capital, London, or is it in the greater metropolitan London area?
It's not quite in the greater metropolitan area. It's around, I'd say, around 30 miles. It's a bit, I'll tell you where it is. It's a bit outside of Heathrow. If you go to Heathrow Airport, which is around a one-hour tube ride, if you want to take the traditional underground to London, Heathrow's around an hour away, and the town of Windsor is just outside of Heathrow Airport. I'd say around 9-10 miles away from Heathrow.
All right, Steve Futterman, live from Windsor, England. Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks, Alan. Take care.
Take care.